producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Ryan because we have plenty of time in the next segment from Missouri. So Spurs are going to be a lot bigger than expected. We've got our reporters that are on the ground there. Gun sales are up 300% in Missouri right now and fears of rioting as the media basically fans the flames of that when this verdict comes out on the police officer that shot a black man. And I've seen a lot of bad officer shootings. That one in Albuquerque where they shoot the homeless guy who's unarmed and then let the dog bite him and make fun of him. And turns out the cop driving up on his police video, driving up, says, "I can't wait to kill this guy." I mean, we would just tell you the truth if the cop was bad. He was physically attacked and charged. But it doesn't mean the police should shoot reporters with rubber bullets for no reason. In fact, can you guys cue up the video where they come up? Well, that's so much cussing on it and threaten to shoot Biggs. I'll effing kill you. And that cop was suspended. I wonder if he's still suspended. I mean, you don't need that guy driving a bus, man, much less being a cop. Come up to just peaceful reporters doing nothing and saying, "I'll effing kill you." So I appreciate my reporters volunteering to go up there. I had Jakari and Biggs say to me, "Hey, are you ready? Want you to go up there?" And I said, "I'm not going to send you up there, you know. I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, hey, I want you to go." They were ready to go. So they're going to pop in the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the bottom of the call list and talk to Anthony in New York. Then we'll go to Ryan, Tim, Robert, John, Ronnie, Robert. And, well, when we come back to, I'll go to, am I pronouncing that right? How do you pronounce that? Itamio? Or how do you say it? Okay, good. We'll get to that fella as well. Anthony in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm very good. You know, of course, you know this, the PDD 51, you know, President Director 51.
Yes, tell folks what PDD 51 does.
Well, what it basically does is that any catastrophic event, economic, social, or any event that can actually create, he can become a full dictator. Basically, our Constitution's invalid.
Yep, and Bush signed that, and then Obama expanded PDD 51 and said for any crisis, including economic, Congress is suspended, you name it. How sensational is that? You know, I've covered that so many times over the years, I forget to bring that back up, that that's why the president thinks he can operate outside the Constitution and law, is they're claiming that he can be a dictator because of the crises.
And you know that under, you know, the gun treaty that's going to take effect next month, all they have to do is create a situation, and basically he could just suspend the Constitution and take our guns away. Basically, he can do that.
You're right, but they haven't announced those powers, though they're operating under an emergency. The question is moral authority. If Congress doesn't go along with this, and if Congress says, no, you can't legalize the illegals, no, you can't restrict the Second Amendment, no, you can't shut off the power plants, no, you can't launch wars without authorization, then they can have a conflict where they start impeaching him. The question is, why haven't they impeached him so far? Because they're intimidated.
Not only that, but they have a lot of dirt on them. Basically, you have
NSA.
Exactly, correct, yes. Basically, you know, they have a lot of dirt on all these politicians. I think they know that they have them in their pocket, so that's why they haven't impeached him yet.
Well, that's it. And so they can blame him for the agenda when it's bigger than Obama. Exactly. And the Republican leadership, Boehner and Mitch McConnell and John McCain, can sit over there behind closed doors with Harry Reid and Pelosi and all this other trash and act like there's opposition, and that's how they keep fooling us. That's how this keeps happening, is this bait and switch. I don't think the American people are totally dumbed down now to this. I think they're starting to get wise.
One more thing. I saw on the Internet that this is kind of crazy, that there are double agents. I mean, like a CIA agent. I mean, that's crazy.
If the CIA is putting out what I'm putting out, then they're good. But no, I don't work for the CIA, never met anybody in the CIA. I've said that I've had family. That's like saying I had a family that works for Coca-Cola. It's so big. They recruited heavily out of Texas that did stuff for the CIA. A lot of family in the Army and stuff. And they all told me, "You're right, man, the government's evil. This stuff's all going on. Good job." So, yeah, I mean, people say on the internet that I'm Bill Hicks, that I'm a Vatican agent, I work for Israel, I'm a space alien. If I am a space alien, then we need more of these space aliens because I'm fighting for freedom. I'm pro-human, even though I'm an alien.
When I first got online,
what good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're taking a lot of calls today, mainly on Obamacare, but folks are bringing up Ferguson, which when this verdict comes out on this police officer shooting, there a lot of folks are saying if he isn't indicted, there's going to be riots. If he isn't indicted, there's going to be riots. And there's folks all over the country saying they're planning to riot. I hope that's not the case because it becomes a giant political diversion. I mentioned this, so I'll cover it now and then go to your phone calls. Ryan and many others that are patiently holding on this live Sunday edition. Bill Cosby's attorney calls rape allegations decades old and discredited. That's from CNN. Bill Cosby refuses to address sexual assault allegations on NPR interview, will no longer appear on David Letterman's show. The stunning fall of America's dad is what page 6 says of the New York Post. Bill Cosby raped me. Why did it take 30 years for people to believe my story? You know, everything in this country is about power. And Bill Cosby has criticized gang thug culture and hip hop. Bill Cosby doesn't have a criminal record. And now you got a bunch of people that were behind closed doors with Bill Cosby 20, 30 years later saying he raped him. He may have done this, but my gut tells me it's probably not true or it's exaggerated. It is now standard for women in divorces. Psychologists will tell you this. It's in the criminology. Because the feminists teach all sex is rape. To say that you've been raped. Or to say if you argue with a woman, it's harassment. You argue with your wife, it's harassment now. You're not allowed to do that. And you've got DynCorp caught running child kidnap slaves in the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, and the Chicago Tribune 6-7 years ago, congressional hearings. They didn't get in trouble. Kidnap kids. They didn't say where are the kids out of Europe. You've got ISIS killing 300-plus thousand people under the al-Qaeda name in Syria, blowing up hundreds of churches. It's no big deal. But you've got Hollywood clearly with sexual abuse, clearly of young children going on, major cover-ups. I know a lot of folks in Hollywood, they've talked about it, told me about it. So it's going on. I mean, look at the Catholic priesthood. where they would go and say, you know, I'm having homosexual thoughts. When you're 14 years old or whatever, the story's been in the news, and they say, well, join the priesthood. Because there's like a group within it recruiting people in. Look at Penn State. And that's clearly bigger than what we were told. We've talked about Penn State 10 years ago when I had a John DeCamp on, the guy that wrote the Franklin cover up, saying that Boys Town and that separately Penn State was a pedophile ring. And then it came out. And I was delaying him when he was saying on air. I was like, delay that. I'm like, look, we're not saying that. There's no proof. It came out later. So those of us that aren't into this stuff can't even imagine it, but it's going on out there. But then I see Bill Cosby with no proof, no indictments, now that he's a, quote, has been, the system's done with him. They're not killing him like a lot of Hollywood stars end up getting killed. It's come out to get their insurance money or to make them big again, you know, so the people that own, you know, their managers can get some money. Bill Cosby is being politically assassinated right now. And he may be guilty of throwing some woman down and doing something. I don't know. It's the fact that the media is jumping on this and piling on him. Let me tell you, folks, when Bill Clinton settled, not one, not two, not three, not four, it was more than five cases. I've interviewed these women on air. Juanita Broderick, you name it. When he settled rape cases, Gloria Steinem and the feminists wouldn't say a word. They would attack those women. I've interviewed the guy who saw Clinton going in with Jennifer Flowers and got his legs broken by the state police. I've interviewed the people that saw the kids basically being killed on the railroad tracks in MENA. Believe me, I've been doing this 20 years. I know every angle of it. When they want to cover up for somebody, they cover up. So when they go after Bill Cosby, I don't put any stock in it. Because 30 years later, especially when you become a, quote, celebrity, I'm nothing like Bill Cosby. But I have 15, 20 million listeners a week. I had a caller earlier, you know, going, let me ask you a question. I heard you're a double agent of the CIA on the internet. Is that true? Well, people say I'm Puff the Magic Dragon on the internet. They say I'm a space alien. They say I work for all the... Judge a tree by its fruits. Don't just throw out a mindless allegation. What do? I promote the Second Amendment, family values, freedom, sovereignty, a renaissance. I've never done anything wrong. I've never been indicted. I've never been in trouble. And the truth is, I've talked about some family I've had that have been in the CIA who told me, you're right about all this. I saw it. That's why I told those stories. That's where that comes from. But it doesn't matter. If the CIA talked and acted like me, I would support them. And quite frankly, it's CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee, Ray McGovern. I mean, he was one of the top analysts in the country, Ray McGovern. He briefed Ronald Reagan and George Bush as their main briefer. He was in the CIA almost 40 years. He comes on and agrees with everything I say. So if the CIA was like Ray McGovern, I would be all for it. Same thing with all these NSA whistleblowers. I've had the former director... a director of the NSA on five times, my show, a couple times David Knight, agreeing with everything I say, a global, panopticonic, computerized, predict the future, takeover of society, William Binney, to create total tyranny. I've talked to folks like him and others when they were just a decade ago, 15 years ago, the NSA wasn't doing all this illegal stuff. They were targeting foreign governments that they should be. There are a lot of good people in the government. But you've got a lot of dumbed-down people on the internet, just like, what's his name, this Gruber guy saying that people are dumb, just throw slogans at them. It's the same deal. Instead of being a real intellectual, having real facts, you just say, oh, Alex Jones is bad. He's been proven to be this. So, yes, I work for the Vatican. I work for Israel. I work for the CIA. I work for space aliens. I am Bill Hicks. I am all these other people. No, I'm none of those people, folks. But it wouldn't matter if I was, because it's what I say and what I stand for that matters. And it isn't a show about Alex Jones. But I have experienced people wanting to target you and people wanting to shake you down because you give them a job or because you let them get around you. They use the fact that, I mean, I'll hardly be in a room alone with somebody in my family. And I know so many, Jesse Ventura won't do it either. Especially a woman, because they'll just make stuff up. And that's how immoral our society is. People think you get ahead making stuff up and being a drama queen. Instead, no, you really still get ahead being honorable, not screwing people over, doing what you say you'll do, telling the truth. See, I'm so honorable. It's why people always attack my honor. Because the system taps my phones. The system knows what I've done for 20 years. They know who my family is. They know I come from a good family. They know I'm an American as it gets. I mean, quite frankly, I'm as American as it gets. The whole pedigree's ridiculous, okay? Founding Texas, Mayflower, 1776, everything. You want me to talk about me? I'm good. I love God. I love justice. I love freedom. I love you being wealthy and successful. There's a bunch of crooks that hate my guts, and they think you're so stupid. They can go out and say, oh, he's a right-winger. Oh, he's a racist. Oh, he works for Israel. Oh, he doesn't bash Israel. I mean, you go to the white supremacist sites, they don't attack Benjamin Netanyahu. They don't attack Ben-Gurion. They don't attack Jesus Christ. They attack me. Why do you think the most globalist Fed-run organizations in the world talk about how they want to kill me all day? Because they hate my guts, folks, because they're Fed-run. I want to bring humanity together. I want prosperity. I want freedom. I want a future. That's who I am. And what I've produced and what I stand for stands on its own. Your calls are coming up.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart.
In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, around here we got our fighting spirit. We're not rolling over and dying. Let's go right to Ryan and loaded phones, like 15 phone calls here. Ryan in Missouri, you're on the air. What's your take on the Ferguson situation? They're saying today, tomorrow, we've got our reporters on the ground that they're going to release this grand jury decision on whether they're going to indict this police officer or not. Why did they just do it weeks ago? You know, why is it taking so long to build up? It seems like the media is really trying to build up a hysteria here. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be a lot worse than what the average people out on the street, even. I've lived North St. Louis for a long time, but I don't think it's going to be as big as the Watts riot, but people, I just want to say that there's around 12 people in my family, and we're the worst people in this country. It's full of veterans. It's full of Eagle Scouts. It's full of survivalists. It's full of freedom-loving patriots. We all own weapons. We're all informed. We all have a plan A and B, and this is the first time in my two-decade life that my dad has called the plan A into action. And I know it has a lot to do with where we're located, but we are at our resort or our retreat property right now, just waiting this out because, of course, they're not going to do it at the end of the week where the average person is more happy. They're going to do it at the beginning of the week where the average person is, you know, just in general more upset, have to go back to work.
Well, that's what's sick. They seem to do all this stuff to make it as bad as possible.
Right. And then this thing with Bill Cosby, you know, Bill Cosby, they're done with them, so they just threw him under the bus, and every news channel talking about this is kind of subliminal, you know, about, you know, the day before, you know, a couple days before it's released, just getting people pumped up, you know, all the local news channels in L.A., you can see them on YouTube, it's just, they're fear-mongering, you're getting people, the unorganized public is no match for the organized police / military, and it's just same things these days.
And they want to have some of these riots so then they can get more police state funding and further bring this country into a tyranny. The average cop doesn't want that, but we're here to decompartmentalize that. Thank you for your call. Bill Cosby bashes thugs and welfare moms. We can't blame white people. I'm telling you, this is political, folks. He's come out and criticized Obama. He says you can't blame white people. And then there's never any proof of all this rape garbage. It's 30-year-old, and he just won't respond. The media is like, you're bad, you're bad. They don't. All I'm saying is when there's real stuff that's proven, the media won't do anything about it. But when they pick somebody to destroy him, they'll do it. And I just don't pile on. That's all I'm saying. He may be guilty, but you know what? You're innocent until proven guilty. The last several years, Cosby has criticized President Obama for a range of broken promises and rallied against entitled Americans for their thuggish behavior and incessant willingness to remain uneducated. He's talking about black Americans. And so he's not with the program, folks. So bye-bye, Bill. Telling you, this is a hit job. A hit job. Anybody can see it. That's all I'm saying. He might have actually done it, but it's selective enforcement. John in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Hey, listen, I got an idea. As money talks, and, you know, as long as Congress is not going to act, why don't we just not pay our bills for insurance or pay what we used to pay instead?
That's right. I mean, if enough Americans did it, it might do something, but they'll just dump your insurance or still fine you. I'm wondering how they get away with it when it doubles or triples premiums, has death panels, and the main architect laughs at people and says it's a giant screw job. I screwed you. How it then stays in place and Boehner and the Republican leaders won't repeal it.
Well, I think the globalists have got an eye and their finger on the pulse of everything that's in everybody's closet in the Republican Party, so that's why they're not doing anything.
Or they'll manufacture it, exactly. Bill Cosby is a message. Listen, you stay in your place and you do what you're told or we'll destroy you. So that's why there's got to become a point where if there's some patriot like Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, and folks pop up in Klan outfits at their rally and say, I love Ted Cruz or Rand Paul, you got to know it's a setup. And back when that happened, when Rand Paul was running for Senate and had won the primary, I said on air, I said, let's search out these people's faces. Folks, you know who they are? They were Democratic Party operatives working for the party, dressed up like racists, saying racist things with rebel flags, meaning to demonize Rand. But it didn't work. We caught Democrats down at an event in Houston last year saying racist stuff with the whole Trayvon Martin deal. This is what they do. They race bait. And so we don't just knee-jerk believe something when it's put out immediately. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Ronnie in Texas, speaking of Rand Paul, go ahead.
Yes, I think it's remarkable that Dr. Rand Paul is now acknowledged as a major leader of the Republican Party by the very same lame scheme media who for decades went way out of their way to ignore and or belittle his father, my hero, Dr. Ron Paul. Senator Dr. Rand Paul actually filibustered against the tyrannical NDAA that now gives our truly evil president the legal authority to seize and or execute anyone without trial on the virtual whim of our dictator-in-chief.
That's right. Great point. And that ties in, Ronnie, to PDD 51 and the new executive order where Obama expanded an earlier executive order. Folks, just Google PDD 51 and new executive order give Obama dictator power for any crisis, including economic. For any crisis, including economic, he can suspend Congress, you name it. Well, I don't care if you sign an executive order saying that. We're not going to let Congress say, okay, and do that. But he is about to use UN treaties, you name it, to supersede Congress. We are at a crossroads right now. Thank you, Ronnie. Robert in California, you want to talk about Gruber's Goobers. Go ahead.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
Hey, Gruber's Goobers. Obamacare is a fraud. Isn't that fraud committed by all three branches? And quoting the cold case posse, how many felonies do we have to prosecute?
Well, it is a felony when you get paid $400,000 to write a report for Congress saying it's not a tax, and then you laugh and say, we deceived them, we weren't transparent, it was a tax. Dumb Americans. I mean, he's confessing in five videos now, and in one saying, when I met with the president, he said, I can't let folks know it's going to increase their prices, so they figured out a system to lie to people. I mean, I played that clip like four times last week, and it just... They're literally crapping on us and rubbing it in. And I'm sorry to use that analogy. I don't use profanity. I don't use gross language. But that's the only way to describe it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. How much do we have to put up with? How much? That's my question.
Listen, I got a question and another one. If we take and report this to a federal judge as a crime against Obamacare, what do you think happens?
I think it's a great question. In fact, I'm glad you called in on the topic. I want to hear from listeners coming up, and we talked to our reporters for a few minutes from Ferguson. What do we do about this? This guy's dancing on our grave politically, freedom-wise, and we don't bring him to justice. I mean, this guy has engaged in fraud, in my view.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Lights. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he.
Live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching, and I've been waiting. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We, of course, return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWarsNews.com. We have the live Sunday transmission. We're live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, every Sunday. I want to thank all the new affiliates. I mean, we're getting like 2-3 new affiliates a week right now. We're getting close to 200 affiliates. Very exciting on the weekday show. Well over 100 on the weekend show. Very exciting. And the reason I started this weekend show 7 years ago was to give big stations and little stations alike a taste of the show. It's pretty radical. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4 is pretty much illegal at the Department of Education. So that's radical and racist as well. We're kind of like 2 + 2 = 4 here. Freedom's good. George Washington's good. Family's good. Keeping some of your money's good. You know, just bad stuff. Bad people.
And it's worked great. I mean, the stations usually pick it up on Sunday for a few months, then put us on weeknights, or, you know, take the daytime show and re-air it, and then we go live. And they end up putting us on and removing the establishment talk show host. And that shows America is waking up, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very exciting. Infowars.com is the news website. But my job's easy. I just study history, common sense, and then try to just get up here and tell the truth and tell you my opinion on things. I want to go to Clavin and Brian and Atomio and Robert and Robert and Gerald and Damien and Tim and Ryan. I will get to everybody, but tomorrow we're going to have Jakari Jackson and, of course, Joe Biggs, our reporters, who got hit with rubber bullets and tear gas and you name it a few months ago in Ferguson. They're going to be there awaiting the grand jury verdict on the Brown shooting case. And again, from what we've seen, a lot of evidence points towards the cop telling the truth, but the whole handling of it seems like a psyop, so very suspicious. We're going to get Jakari Jackson's take. We've also got their filed report on Infowars.com, where we're talking about a 300% increase in gun sales in the state. We've got those interviews with gun dealers, you name it, and Jakari's report, The Calm Before the Storm, has gone viral as well. So, Jakari, just give us a recap so far of what you see going on and what you think is going to happen. What's your gut tell you?
Jakari Jackson reporting live just north of Ferguson, Missouri. Yeah, like you talked about in that report, Alex, we had a chance to go to West Florissant yesterday, walk the streets, and we saw not so much gun owners, but we saw shop owners boarding up their windows, their establishments, and none of them really want to talk on camera. But they were telling us, yeah, we're very much concerned. You know, they think that that was exactly the calm before the storm. And so people were making preparation. We saw several buildings, even a lot of phone stores, you know, your T-Mobile stores, your Boost Mobile stores. They had their buildings completely boarded up in anticipation of this verdict coming down with Officer Wilson. And we had a chance, myself and Joe Biggs, we went to the liquor store today where Mike Brown was, and we were looking around trying to see if we could get a feel for it. And a lot of the locals were telling us here that they didn't think Mike Brown had gone to that particular store or at least committed the crime that they said he did, stealing the cigarillos or whatever they were from behind the counter. And I looked around, and I'm about 6'1". I don't know how big Mike was, but I'm about 6'1". And where they were placed in that particular store, it would have been difficult for me to grab. Could somebody have done it? Yeah, but, you know, it takes somebody much larger than me. Like I said, I'm not exactly sure how big Mike was. But meanwhile,
what do they say about the video that they purport to be him?
Well, a lot of people were saying that that wasn't him. Now, to me, it looked like it was him, especially if you contrast that with the footage, or I guess the still images of Mike on the ground, I guess a few minutes later after his encounter with Wilson. He does appear to be wearing the same clothing, does appear to be the same body type, same body proportions. So I'll say, to me, it did look like Mike, although some people dispute that it was him.
All right. Anything else that you think you should add? I mean, do we have a, I mean, they were saying maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. What intel are you gathering on when the verdict may be from the grand jury on whether to indict the police officers?
We've been hearing a whole lot that it's going to be tomorrow. Local news is teasing it. A lot of them don't want to come out and say definitive tomorrow, but a lot of people are speculating that it will be Monday when the verdict comes down. And we've also seen that a lot of churches are volunteering to care for school children because they anticipate the schools to be closed as well. So they're saying, hey, bring your kids over here to the church, to the rec center. We'll take care of them while you're at work, and hopefully, you know, the riots won't affect the churches if the riots do happen.
Anything else, Jakari, you want to add?
No, we're here. We're ready. We got the gear. We got the infidel body armor. Joe Biggs is here. You know, we're going to be in the thick of it. You know, if it does turn ugly, hopefully it doesn't. You know, everything was calm around the Quick Trip yesterday. No protests, no anything. So hopefully it remains that way. But if it does happen to hit the fan, we'll be here to document it, Infowars.com.
That's right. Right around that grocery store that got burned down, that seems to be the epicenter of the protesting. A lot of legitimate protesters, a lot of smart people out there. Some, you know, unsavory groups coming in to capitalize on it. But they're talking about riots in Chicago, other areas. I mean, I understand people's concern about a police state. At the same time, though, I think it'll make the police state worse if people run around rioting. But if folks are angry, what could they do? Well, they could go vote, or they could file lawsuits. I mean, I don't like the fact that Ferguson's like 70% black, and what, there's two black police officers out of 50-something. I mean, there are some issues there. But running around just, you know, randomly getting mad, I don't think it's a productive. Jakari, what do you think?
No, that's exactly how I feel. You know, if you want to have a peaceful protest, go talk to your police chief. Go talk to the prosecutor, whoever it may be, but burning down this neighborhood is not going to solve anything. But the thing about it is a lot of these people coming to do this harm, they're not from here. You know, these guys, they come from Chicago, they come from wherever else. They think it's like a cool, you know, instead of go out to the bar, to the club, or, you know, watch the game, let's go burn down a neighborhood. And then they go back home to their
place. Well, yeah, I mean, we see that with sports fans all over the world, too. It happens in South America, Europe, Africa, the U.S. Everybody does it. It's a thug culture. And whether it's, you know, Northern England thugs burning something down or folks in Chicago, it's just a bunch of aimless youth that never grew up and never got a job. Thank you, Jakari. We're going to have you live tomorrow as all this unfolds and at night as the verdict comes out. And be safe in the middle of that. You guys, you know, do as much as you want, but be safe because you guys volunteered to go up there. We appreciate your courage. We're going to come back in a moment and talk to Joe Biggs after he jumps in front of the mic there, in front of the camera, in just a moment. Then we're going to come back and race through calls. Calvin, let's talk about Ferguson. Brian and Tim and everybody else, we're going to get to Ryan in Tennessee, you name it, after this break. But if we've got Joe Biggs now in front of the camera, Joe, give us your quick take as a reporter and as an analyst on what you think is going to happen.
Well, I think all hell will break loose because we pretty much have a good feeling that, you know, Officer Wilson will not be charged with the murder of Mike Brown, and he will be released. The mayor of Ferguson has come out and said that if indeed he is cleared of all charges, he will be cleared to go back to work and work as a police officer on the beat out here on the streets. Now, I don't know if that decision's purely up to them or if Wilson has any say in that, but if I were him, I would not want to be seen in this area again whatsoever. You know, I use social media quite a bit to talk with the people in this area who organized a lot of these protests. There was a protest today we tried to get to, but it started snowing so bad we weren't able to make it to because it was about 30 minutes south.
Global warming.
But Al Gore, like you said. But, you know, protesters were laying in the middle of the roads blocking a very ritzy neighborhood street, and they had drawn chalk around them just like, you know, when someone dies on the road, and they were all laying in the roads protesting there. Everyone says, the snow's not going to stop us. We will come out. If you board up your windows, we'll just burn the building down. So everyone's very adamant about attacking this entire place and just, you know, rioting and doing whatever. You know, what they're saying now is this is no longer considered protesters. They are considered people starting a revolution that they're hoping it'll spark a revolution across the U.S. where people in Atlanta, Chicago, and other places will stand up against the police state. And their way of doing it is with violence. And, you know, they're calling out, you know, when I went to the gun store and spoke to the owner yesterday, you know, he pulled me aside and he said, you know, from what I see on Twitter and Facebook, just you being white, there's a good chance that you might get shot or something like that. And he was, you know, very concerned for, you know, our health and well-being. And I can understand that. But, you know, we're professionals. We're going to be out here. We've done this. We're going to document it. And, you know, I've got some other stuff to talk about. So if you want to come back, we can.
Yeah, I want you to finish up quickly, Joe Biggs. We're going to go right to these calls. They'll be back on tomorrow as well with the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central. Our reporters are in the war zone.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12. 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the Prime Minister of Canada got in Putin's face, and Putin left the G20. I mean, stuff's really escalating. I want to go to your calls here in just a moment. Finishing up, Joe Biggs reporting from nearby Ferguson. He's there in St. Louis. They're now saying the verdict should be tomorrow. And they're reporting that all hell's probably going to break loose. That's what the police are saying. In fact, the social media is pretty much saying there'll be a riot regardless of whether the cops indicted or not. That just sounds bizarre, Joe.
Well, it's just like a sporting event. Say if the St. Louis Cardinals were to win the World Series, people would take to the streets, start flipping cars. It happens after Stanley Cups are won, you know, in a hockey game. So, you know, people riot when there's something positive, and people riot when there's something negative. It's just a way for people to unleash that rage that they've had pent up all year. But, you know, I got some really good intel today that there are quite a bit of Homeland Security vehicles being spotted. I'd say about 20, 25 minutes out around the St. Louis area. There's a big block of the area, and there was a Navy veteran Thursday who posted a picture on Facebook, and he works at the Chesterfield Mall and or at the Drury Inn Mall in Chesterfield. And what he did is he was driving through the parking lot to go to work, and he saw tons and tons of DHS vehicles parked in there. And so he took a picture and took some video and posted it to Facebook and said, why are all these Homeland Security officers here? Hashtag Ferguson. Well, he was called in Friday by his boss and told to take those down. Well, then my buddy runs a radio station here in St. Louis. He was called by this guy who was a Navy veteran, and he was called this morning, and he was told he was fired. The Department of Homeland Security saw those pictures, and the place where he works has also been fined as well for basically divulging secret information about where they're hiding. So,
by the way, the press is allowed to do that. They shouldn't be intimidating folks. They shouldn't have let that guy go just because the feds told him to. But we see more and more of this. Joe, do a special report on that. Try to interview that guy. This is just outrageous. Great job. Any other intel?
Well, like we said, it's pretty good chance it's going to happen tomorrow. And the reason I say that is because on Friday, the schools told the parents, hey, we're going to give your child extra homework. That way, for Monday, when they don't come in, they can catch up on the work and be ready for Tuesday if things go back to normal. So with that being said, it looks like Monday. Also, some more mainstream media news sources came into town today as well from out of town, you know, from New York and places like that for tomorrow. So, you know, give or take, tomorrow's going to happen at some point in time, and we're going to be out there at the courthouse as it happens, bringing you guys live, up-to-date coverage. So
that's right. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and the nightly news at night. You're going to be there until the verdict there in Ferguson, Missouri. Great job, Joe and Jakari.
And I want to say thank you to Infidel Body Armor for giving this. We appreciate it very much. It's nice to have this extra protection.
Yeah, they're a good sponsor, too. Thank you so much, Joe. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go ahead and race through your calls. Itamio, I think, in California. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex.
Welcome.
To answer your question about the amount of tyranny we will put up with, I just think it goes back to what Thomas Jefferson said. We're going to deal with it until we don't deal with it. If instead of this Obamacare legislation getting passed, just think if it was the Federal Reserve we were voting for. It would have got passed. And we would have the Federal Reserve just like we have Obamacare. And it'd be 100 years of the same thing. So I just think that when people get tired, that's when they'll do something about it. I think so long as electricity works, we're content with being slaves.
I agree. I mean, humans have always been on the edge of extinction until modern times. So survival was winning. So as long as they give us the electricity and the chicken feed, we seem to put up with anything. The question is, how far will this go where they admit Obamacare is meant to hurt us and bankrupt us and screw us over? I mean, why are they so arrogant? That's a question.
Well, the arrogance comes from their natural proclivity to it.
That's right. I mean,
this is what they do. They said it before. We're going to do this to you. How will you respond? If you lay down, well, we're going to do more. If you lay down some more, well, then we're going to do more. Until you rise up and actually begin to withdraw your consent from our criminal activity, we're going to engage in
I agree. And you do it by suing them. You do it by suing the architects that admit it's a fraud. You do it by not complying. You do it by saying no. You do it by getting involved, not by burning down your city. Thank you so much, sir. Great points. Brian, in FEMA Region 5, thanks for holding. What former state are you in?
Wisconsin.
All right, welcome.
All right, welcome. Yeah, thanks, Al. It's good to talk to you. I talked to you about 3 years ago, and I wanted Ron Paul to get more hardcore, and you suggested that we waterboard him with coffee.
I don't remember that, but that's a funny idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we should waterboard the entire Congress with some coffee. As far as this Gruber character goes, he's like one of these hip, trendy, enlightened, sophisticated, know-better types. Why hasn't he been arrested? I mean, people talk about suing him. How come he hasn't been arrested? He's admitted.
Well, I think a grand jury. He got paid $400,000 to produce a fraud to fool Congress and to fool the dumb voters, and he admits it's a premeditated fraud, so he should be indicted by a grand jury for fraud.
Absolutely. I'm sitting there like, why is, you know, whoever's supposed to do this, why hasn't he, why are they sitting on their hands?
Well, it's in my opinion that's the case, but there's not much opinion there. I mean, this thing is a giant screw job written by foreign banks that own the insurance companies. And I hear you. Good to hear from you. Great point. Thanks for holding. Tim in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good evening.
Good evening.
Got a couple things I'd like to mention. The tyranny that's going on at the federal level, I think one of the ways, the solutions we can stop this is with our constitutional sheriffs at the county level.
Yes, sheriffs.
Stop this tyranny.
Yes, we need to get sheriffs elected that will follow the Constitution. Great point.
And one other thing, I talked to another deputy here just yesterday, and all these illegals that are coming across the border, he says they don't even ask for green cards now. He says it's just useless. It's a mute point because of what the president's going to do. And they're overloading our system. We have van loads of them coming up 35 in Missouri every day, and there's nothing they can do about it.
And they're above the law, and the banks and everybody cater because they're part of the plan to bankrupt the country. Nothing against these poor folks. They're leaving collapsed countries. They want to collapse us as well to then buy the country up for pennies on the dollar. This is Agenda 21 program. You're absolutely right. So you're saying that the deputies up in your area, Missouri, are they aware of what's going on?
Oh, yeah. They say they don't even ask for their green cards. What they do is they arrest them for whatever the issue is. And when they have three hits, then they can do something about it when they're arrested three times. But he says most of them don't even have driver's license. They're driving on Mexican driver's license. They're not even driving legally, but there's
nothing. I know. And we have the book thrown at us, and then it's just a romper room. Great point, Tim. Gerald in Arkansas, you're on the air about the Obama unaffordable screw job health care act. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, Alex, I'm a first-time caller, but I support you in what you're doing.
God bless you.
You're a true patriot. And here's the thing that I have not heard anybody talk about. We're still under common law.
Yes.
Okay, why does nobody understand that the code cannot... We're under Uniform Commercial Code. That's not talked about very much. So the code, if you put it in Google under Uniform Commercial Code, you'll come up and then click on common law. It explains that we're still under common law and that we can bring a common law action. The code cannot preclude a common law action. We need to attack them with the Constitution and what they have left us there to use where they can't...
No, I hear you. Well, but there is a conspiracy. There is an organized corruption, a global government by select groups being formed. That's now public. But more than that, the system's so lawless, it's just groups of criminals in the system now just robbing everything, and they don't even care if the whole thing comes down. We've now reached the rats leaving the sinking ship level. I mean, it's bad. Thank you so much, Gerald. Go ahead. Let's take one quick call from Wayne in Texas. Last caller, sorry to the others. Wayne, real fast on the UN gun treaty coming up on Christmas.
Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead. Got about 30 seconds.
Okay. What I got is you put on your Paul Revere patch. The rest of us put on our Patriot patches. We go to Washington, and we stand there with our long guns and tell them to come on out. Get out. And then we have a special election. Are you there?
I'm listening.
You have a special election, and none of these that we've put under indictment are going to be able to run for office, period, because they'll all be under indictment. And then Rand Paul will have his day.
I hear you. I mean, look, it's starting to come down to that, and I don't want violence, but they're violently wrecking the country, violently butchering the border, illegally bringing in everybody. I mean, that's why Homeland Security is set up to stop what you just said. So we're trying to 1776 peacefully in an info war instead of it going physical. I'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Get out there and fight for freedom.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Or